Good morning. This is Andrea, and I just finished making some scrambled eggs for my daughter, and it's Sunday morning. I'm letting my husband sleep in a little bit because he took the night shift when she woke up with her missing her passy, you know, which is tragic. And so I thought I'd let him sleep in a little bit. Thankfully, this morning we do not have to go to early service at church. Whenever I do like music and stuff for church, we have to go to both services. So I'm really excited that we just kind of get to take it easy this morning. I caved and put on Goldie and Bear because Ava kept begging and she'd already ate breakfast and stuff. So I'm just kind of done feeling guilty about that right now because I get a little bit of coffee and a little peace and quiet. So it's been a good weekend for us. And the most exciting things going on is that we are applying for our foster care license. And so that's just something that we feel like we've got the space and the obviously the love, but the resources just to be able to do what it says in James is, you know, caring for the widows and orphans and doing what we can to kind of just give back with how much God's given to us. So I'm really excited because last night I've been planning the guest kid room. And last night I purchased some bunk beds on Wayfair that like the top part can even come off. They're little white wood twin bunk beds and just really cute. And so, and good reviews. And it was only like $200, like a little over 200. So I just felt like that was really good. And so we'll see. I'll let you know if they're as good as they looked when they come in. And then I got a crib because we just don't know. It's going to be ages 0 to 3. We're just sticking pretty young since we have a daughter as well. And just like she's going to be our first priority and what we allow into the home. But probably what we're looking at more is like, you know, newborns who actually we're just doing respite care, which means that basically, if a foster parent has kids and just needs a weekend break or is going on vacation and hadn't planned to have foster kids and doesn't have the ability to take them with, then we could take them for a little bit and just give them a break. And I've known women who, even single moms, who have taken on 3 or 4 foster kids and in 3 years never, ever had a break, like no one to spell them. And as, you know, since it's a foster system, you actually have to... And since it's a foster system, you actually have to make sure that it's somebody that has had a background check and or it's an official daycare. Like you can't just like hire, you know, a teenage girl down the road to come watch your foster kids, obviously. So there's just a lot involved. So right now we are involved in the fun part, I would say, is planning the little guest kid room. I've got the paint picked out. It's going to be this white mint from Sherwin-Williams. And I just literally spent so much time on Pinterest last night. So if you check out my Pinterest board, you're going to see kind of what I'm after. So it's going to be like, I already got a white comforter for one of the twin beds with like little gold accents. And so I'm going to do white and gold, mint, and then there might be like some gray mixed in there, some light gray. So I am psyched. And next week I'm going to Michigan with my daughter to visit my mom for a week. And so I'm thinking my poor husband has this long to-do list. I think I called it my honey to-do bachelor list or something because he'll be a bachelor for a week. But he's been chuckling and groaning at it because it keeps getting longer. So I put in there like, and if you're able, you know, tape off the room and go pick up the paint. And, you know, if you're free, you know, you could paint too. So anyways, but I'm just psyched because we've got a crib too that we ordered. Not super expensive. Like I tried to keep really simple with the designs. For my daughter, when I first started shopping for crib furniture, oh my gosh, I was like, oh, I need this $5,000 set, which obviously we did not end up getting. But we ended up getting a smaller set that has been wonderful and was like not even a quarter of that cost. So I just learned that it doesn't have to be $5,000 to be safe and to be cute. And you can do all the accents with it to make it even cuter. So The other thing I was going to say about the foster care stuff is that we are also in the process of all of the paperwork. So if you've ever thought about doing foster care, apparently from the time you and your spouse start thinking about it to the time you actually might act on it, it typically is about 2 years, which is pretty much right on for us because we talked about it when we first got married and we've been married 3 years. And anyways, so we just finally pulled the trigger this couple months ago to start the paperwork and ask all the questions, all the worries that we'd had and kind of get those out there and then be like, okay, I think we feel comfortable doing this at this phase of our lives. And so there's a lot of paperwork involved. There's background checks on anybody in the home and any babysitters that you list, and you have to list at least one babysitter. They ask you for all your background on your family, and then they've got a ton of questions just about like how you would handle tough situations. And I think the most gripping form that I have filled out so far is this form where you put a check marks next to each struggle that in a kid that you would be comfortable allowing into your home. And it's been really humbling for me because, you know, it asks every possible terrible thing. And as you make each check mark saying, yes, that's fine, I would accept that child, it's like you're dying each time because you're like, my child has this. My child has this. And it's just, I don't know. It just feels like you just diagnosed your child with all of these terrible things in their past. There were some things we had to say no to just because like physical aggression and some different other things that we felt like would not be safe for our daughter. So we're trying to keep her in mind first and think about what we're really prepared to handle. But you know, the thing that was most gripping about that sheet for me was, just the fact that like according to the gospel, God adopted us for all of our past and all of our sins, and he forgave us and, redeemed us. And that's such a beautiful picture. And I just can't imagine him up in heaven with this sheet. I'm trying to imagine in this where he's got this sheet and he says, okay, here's Andrea and I'll check yes or no to which of her hardships she's faced that I am willing to face with her. I'm willing to help her through. And you know, what's awesome is that he took my sheet and he checked a yes for every box. And that is just, man, that has been powerful for me to think through that. And just to, you know, just be thankful. And I know that hard roads are ahead for us, but you know what? We've been through hard roads too. And lots of tragedies in our family that, you know, you can't always talk about with everybody. And then through all of that, you know, I'm a mom and I work part-time. And but a lot about my work is enjoying it and escaping it, getting equipped in it and encouraging others in it. It's not just like I don't want to be known for my work. I'd rather be known for, okay, Andrea earned extra. And because of that extra, she is able to minister. And so I'd rather be known for ministry than, okay, Andrea did that agenda or she had that client meeting and it went well. So that's kind of my heart this Sunday morning. And I'm just sipping my coffee out of my mom cup. I actually bought myself a mom cup because I was like, I don't have any cups that say mom. And I'm a mom now. So, yeah. So I hope you guys have a great morning.